The Czech economy grew at a healthy pace. The country's unemployment rate is at the lowest in decades. Wage growth remained solid and inflation stayed under control. Former central bank governor Miroslav Singer says that by most measures, 2019 was a good year for the country.
Já myslím, že je to velmi dobrý rok. Máme nejnižší nezaměstnanost ze všech.
I think 2019 was a very good year. We have the lowest unemployment rate of the industrialized countries in the whole OECD. Economic growth was solid and it's hard to find something negative about it.
V tom roku hledat něco vysloveně negativního.
Domestic consumption on the back of rising wages should keep the Czech economy humming, he says, barring a bitter US-China trade war or some other major external event. But while the Czech Republic is the most industrialized in Central Europe and has in terms of purchasing power caught up with some West European countries such as Spain, this is also because that region has been stagnating. In real terms, Czech purchasing power has risen 2.5 times since 1989 as the country became a standard market economy, albeit one heavily oriented towards manufacturing and the auto industry. The key to further closing the gap in the long term, says ex-Czech National Bank Governor Miroslav Singer, is to make long overdue investments in infrastructure.
Já když jsem nastupoval někdy kolem roku 2000 do poradenství,
I remember when making presentations for foreign investors some 20 years ago, we could say the Czech Republic's advantage was we had the best infrastructure of the new market economies. Today, we absolutely cannot say this. The Slovaks and the Poles have overtaken us. We are suffering from a system that is building infrastructure at a desperately slow pace. We enjoyed 10 years with a minimum interest rate, and we were worried about building with less corruption. We completely missed the opportunity.
Jak to stavět s menší korupcí, aby jsme, a ne, vůbec jsme tu, jako tu příležitost nevyužili.
Singer points out that it is faster to travel from Prague to many Czech cities by train rather than by car, not because a high-speed railway is in place, but because of chronic gridlock. A more pressing pocketbook issue is the shortage of affordable housing. In the past 5 years, prices of new apartments in Prague have gone up by 80%, while rents have climbed by 42%. The main problem is that new apartments are not being built in sufficient numbers, Singer said. In 2019, the average Czech spent over a quarter of their income on housing, with rents rising faster than wages. The cost of housing and food, the second biggest expense for most families, increased by more than 7%.